Good morning, podcast listeners, or afternoon, or whatever it is with you. It's Friday, July 9th, 2010. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, for the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I got up this morning to log into my PC, and everything was gone. That's a good start. Thankfully, Windows XP on my work computer has all of the stuff backed up, which I didn't know. So I get up, and I get to freak out for a good hour or so trying to figure out what to do. Can I pull some files off of there? What's going on? I don't know what happened. It makes no sense to me. Meanwhile, my Mac, which I record the podcast on and everything else, absolutely fine. So, that's how my morning's been. How's yours? Let's get on with the movies and the show and the stuff. Last week at the box office, Twilight Saga Eclipse was number one with $83.6 million. It's probably made more than you'll ever see in your entire life by now. Last Airbender was number two with $51.8 million. Toy Story 3, $43.1 million. Grown Ups, $26.1 million. And Night and Day, $14.2 million, which is probably a huge disappointment for them. Toy Story 3 is probably close to being the number one movie for the year by now, if Twilight hasn't already taken over. But we'll see. After this weekend, where new movies include Predators, Despicable Me, Winnebago Man, and a bunch of stuff in limited release. And The Grease Sing-Along. News. The new James Bond flick has been canceled. Thanks for nothing, MGM. Titanic 3D, the re-release of the movie everybody owns, but nobody wants to watch again, will be in April 2012, presently. The Hobbit's Gandalf, Ian McKellen, reportedly is quoted as saying he won't wait around forever to play the role. Apparently, this has to do with the significant delays and the fact that he doesn't have a contract yet. The Little Mermaid is being worked on as a live-action movie from director Joe Wright. It is not necessarily the Disney one, but it's some new thing. So I don't know what it is, but I'm assuming there will not be anything under the sea with singing crabs. Maybe there will be, who knows. Avatar is getting an expanded theatrical 3D re-release in August with 8 more minutes because it needs to be longer. Bubba Nosferatu, the never-made prequel to Bubba Hotep starring Bruce Campbell, is apparently not totally dead. Paul Giamatti is apparently up for the role of Colonel Tom Parker and he's going around talking about it. So hopefully someone will have the desire to make this film, which will probably be just fine. Bubba Hotep was pretty good. The Community DVD for Season 1 should be out September 21st. No Blu-ray was confirmed, and no Emmys were given. The Office's Steve Carell confirmed this season will be his last on the NBC sitcom. No word yet who will be promoted or hired to replace him. My bets, either Jim gets promoted and slowly turns into Michael Scott, or someone calls Gary Cole. Miramax has sold. Disney sold off the studio to a Los Angeles construction magnate. Beavis and Butthead is rumored to be coming back. Apparently, Mike Judge has some rumblings that 30 episodes are in the works. It'll keep the same music video plus cartoon format with the faded color palette and the crude animation we all love. Fox's So You Think You Can Dance is now streaming episodes 4 days after they air. Do you guys watch that? I have no idea. But apparently, it's a big deal. They haven't done it with American Idol yet, but everything else streams. The Emmys were announced this week. Notable surprises. The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien got nominated for being on for not too long. So, congratulations to them and their staff and the hard workers who hopefully are all making the move with him to TBS in the fall. Glee also got nominated for a bunch, and 30 Rock got nominated for a bunch, and it looks like a good year for TV again. Toy news, what do we got? Star Wars, images of new vehicles are hitting the web on sites like yakface.com. The Freako Speeder is coming back with a Snow Clone Trooper repaint, not Rex, another trooper, and the Armored Scout Tank is going to get re-released with a Tactical Droid. Nice. Transformers, lots of new releases for September, which you can pre-order on Entertainment Earth later today, most likely, include Generations Blur, Generations Dirge, Power Core Combiner Steel Shot, Windburn, and Darkstream, and new Power Core Combiner teams Protectobots and Destrons. Save up or pre-order, because we don't charge until it ships. In the UK, there's a premium War for Cybertron Starscream figure. It's a repainted Legends-class Transformers Cybertron toy with some extra blue on his limbs. No word on how exactly you can get one, because I can't get one, and I don't know how it's being done. There's also a hoax going around that Japan is going to do re-releases of Triptychon, Predaking, Mindwipe, and other toys from a few years ago. Turns out the new photo of reissues was a Japanese convention photo from 10 years ago, so you're not going to be getting those. Great job, Internet! Beastly. Biff Bang Pow has a license for this movie, which odds are you don't know about yet. It'll have Neil Patrick Harris and one of the Olsen twins and some other people, and they're going to do a bobblehead and maybe some other stuff. All I've seen is a bobblehead, so I assume they're going to do some other stuff. Green Hornet. Mezzets have regular size 6-inch figures, and minifigures with a Black Beauty car. Nice! You can see pictures on Entertainment Earth right now. Halo Reach figures are making the rounds, and they look like you would expect. Armored dudes that look really cool. So, check them out. Roger Rabbit, Electric Tiki, has a really nice maquette. I may have mentioned it last week, but I'm going to mention it again. There's a really nice Roger Rabbit maquette. He's got a big floppy foot and a hot dog on his stick. You can't get better than that. Who wants free Lego? If the answer is you, then you are in luck, because Entertainment Earth is giving away a free mini Lego Jedi Starfighter set just for ordering $30 worth of in-stock products on entertainmentearth.com. Just go to entertainmentearth.com, click on the banner for details, and if the item is in stock today, and it's from Lego, and it's a toy, we will send you, after you spend $30, a free Lego Jedi Starfighter, no extra costs, no hidden fees, no handling fees. We throw it in the box and it's yours. Can you do better than that? I submit you cannot. So order today from Entertainment Earth. That's all for this week. I can tell it's time to stop because the weed whackers are approaching, and now I can't hear myself think. Hopefully my computer stays up and running all day today, and I've still got a lot of stuff to do. So check our site for new Hasbro pre-orders. Check our site for the Lego offer. And check Twitter for everything else. Twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H. That's me. You can follow me. I will tell you things. Some of them you might want to hear. Hopefully a lot of them you'd want to hear. So thanks for listening, and I will see you guys next time. And don't forget, if you're going to Comic-Con, check out our booth for lots of new exclusives. I'm going to do a show next week with all of our Comic-Con information. So if you want to know who's signing, what exclusives we have, and when you should be there to get the signings, keep in mind it's all subject to change, I will have a show to explain it. So you can bring it with you on your iPod. So if you forget to write it down, you have like 8 minutes of info telling you what you need to do. So see you guys next week. Hope you have a good weekend. And thanks for listening to the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast.